some of those pecans that were grown from seed, and that's what that tree out there is, and that's this one here in the yard. Nice. A great big, those great big pecans.
They're big trees.
Well, now they've grown since I've been up here since 22.
I see. Other kinds of nuts?
Walnuts. And hickory nuts. Hickory nuts, we have to gather them somewhere else because we don't have any on the little old tight bark hickory. The secret trees here, but they are not, and there's not a little piece till we can get hazelnuts around. And chestnuts, my daughter had, now we used to have an old-time chestnut there at home, but they're that black, but she has one of those Chinese chestnuts over here, and it has lots of chestnuts on it. And so we have a pretty good variety of everything, you know, that's common.
Right. Sounds if you have everything.
Well, not everything, but still, on the other hand, things that that we enjoy. Mm-hmm. And muscadines. I got a line of muscadines right out here in the yard, and we got a quart off of it, but I didn't trim it up and do it like it should be, but we're going to make a trellis. But we got a whole lot of muscadines this year and made a whole lot of jelly out of them. And I don't know, I just, I love to do those things, and I just really enjoy it.
I don't understand where you find the time, but I...
Well, it keeps you busy, but still, on the other hand, when you get pleasure out of it. No, I don't have time to read, and in 43, I broke my arm. I was helping John scatter fertilizer, and we had an old homemade. It was made out of a car axle, and the thing had fingers on it. It run, you know, the rod came up through the bed of the thing, and it had fingers on it, just about like that, about an inch a rod. And those fingers turned around, and that scared the fertilizer, you know, so it'd go through, and then had a big disc down on that, and then it went around, well, it scattered the fertilizer out. See, so I was back in that wagon, scattering and getting the fertilizer up to that, so it, see, after it got away, like I, and somehow or another I had my overalls on and a new shirt and a cuff, gloves, and one of those things, I got a little too close to it and caught my arm, and it went down through that thing, you know, on down. And there's just a little bit of it left here. So we was clear back up, y'all, just as far back as we could go. So he was driving the tractor, and it was about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. We was in a hurry to get through, you know, and get back to the house. Anyway, he didn't hear my holler. Now, I know I did, but I was conscious all the time. And finally, he thought he was going up a little ridge, and he decided he better stop and see. And I looked back, and when he did, well, he couldn't see me. So he knew something wrong, so he stopped right immediately. Well, my hand had gone through that little hole. It wasn't as big around as that black. It had gone down through that hole, and just this little bit of flesh, all these bones and leathers were all gone, and my arm was broken up here, too. And so one of those things had caught me in my there, but it didn't tear the skin loose, I mean the flesh loose, but it did make a hole in there, one of those things. And and the rod had one more round, and it had my eye, because that rod was just about as big around as my eyeball, I mean socket in my eye. Anyway, good man's with me again. I didn't faint or nothing. And I had my dad's knife in my overall pockets. I don't wear jeans much on when I am there, because I just never did like it. But when you're out on things like that, you need them. So I had my dad's knife in my pocket. And John said, oh, what in the world will do? He just, oh, you know, just didn't know what to do. And I said, I've got my knife in my pocket. Get it out. And cut a strip out of my sleeve.